Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Bo Mertens and Mick Kent have a man of can lining up in the Phillies Classic Race 7 today at 5-5. Morning to you, Bo Mertens.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. Tell us a little bit about this filly owned by Gilguy Farm.
Yeah, obviously she's lightly raced. I've had plenty to do with her throughout her whole career. And look, she's always given us the opinion that she's going to be a lovely stayer. We've just been taking our time with her, and it's paid off, I thought. And reason being why we're up here today is because of the rain-affected track. We've been dying to get her on that, and we've definitely got it today.
Okay, well, that's interesting. She's only raced three times, and she won her race at Sandown on a good four. That was a midweeker, and it was a maiden back in early January. But the debut was on a heavy eight, but you feel that she certainly likes it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's got a big striding filly, and even Mick's very confident that she wants a rain-affected track, and that's why he was most likely relaxed. Sort of wanted to take her up this way, and she won on a good four, and she's very versatile. But look, I think with the track, she should be stretching out quite nicely though.
And that run at Geelong, she got a long way back, and you were beaten four, but she did pass half the field on the way home on that heavy track.
Yeah, she's just such a laid-back horse. She jumps out and pops right over back and completely switches off. So sometimes a little bit too much. But we will be probably sticking to the same plan, I'd say, today with the barrier. And like you said, she ran past half the field, and considering how fast she was off him, she didn't run a bad race. So looking forward to riding her today.
Yeah, that's good. And she's a type that's just taken that natural progression you like to see?
Yeah, well, obviously she stepped out of her second start, and she produced what we thought she would have first. What we thought she was going to do her first start, so it was good to see her do that. And I thought she ran really well at Caulfield. We obviously had to get right back again with a bad barrier and stuck to the inside, and she just kept finding the line nicely. And look, she's given me great confidence that she's going to be a beautiful sale once she sort of gets out to that distance.
Mate, there's a lot of fillies in this race that have got slight question marks because of the wet track that we've now got. She's at big odds, this filly, but you're telling us and our listeners that you're not too concerned by the heavy eight.
Yeah, obviously, I've never really ridden at Kembla Grange before, so I don't know how well the track holds up.
No, they do have the tendency of getting wider as the day goes on.
Yeah, well, I'd say that's definitely going to be the case today. Look, hopefully it doesn't get too chopped out where it's just absolutely bottomless, and it's just a very terrible boggy track. But look, happy to have a bit of juice in the surface, that's for sure.
Understand. And mate, you're back to Flemington tomorrow. It's a big day there with the All-Star, but you've got some other nice rides. Swift Sis and Mama Hamidis, they both go okay?
Yeah, Swift Sis was an impressive win there last start. She just hit Miss 204, and obviously it looked like she was gone, and then picked up again late. So very happy to get on that horse, that's for sure.
Yeah. Mate, we thank you. Where are you at the moment?
Just en route to the airport. Fly out at 12 o'clock. So, about an hour away from the airport, I am.
Yeah, straight in and some joy, and then straight home for Flemington. Mate, we thank you for spending a few minutes. Good luck today.
No worries. Cheers, mate.